welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, the 21st of February, 2012, also known as Mardi Gras Tuesday or Fat Tuesday. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show on KVOI. KVOI, The Voice, is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and our simulcast partners KJAA AM 1240 in Globe and KAPR AM 930 in Douglas. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com, and we understand that not everyone can listen to our program live, so we've made it very convenient for you to sample at any of three venues for 24/7, anytime, anywhere in the world listening: buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and TucsonCitizen.com. We are live Monday through Friday, noon to one, as is the case every day here on the Buckmaster Show. We have a very full plate for you. We'll get things rolling with information that could save you a lot of grief as Bill Bronson from the IRS joins us with a warning about tax scams. 20 minutes past the hour, it's the Moneymaker Report from certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. At half past the hour, our monthly segment on animal care. Today we'll be talking with Dr. Peter Gordon of the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. Dr. Gordon is a veterinary neurologist and neurosurgeon. 20 minutes past, or 45 minutes past the hour, it's the bi-monthly arts report on the Buckmaster Show with Margaret Regan. Margaret is the arts editor of the Tucson Weekly. We encourage you to be part of the conversation by calling us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. You can also email questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. Well, the IRS has issued its annual, what it calls, Dirty Dozen ranking of tax scams, reminding taxpayers to use caution during this tax season to protect themselves against a wide range of schemes, ranging from identity theft to return preparer fraud. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show is Bill Brunson of the IRS. Bill, good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Bill, thank you for having us on.
You know, I guess identity theft just jumps off the page at us when we look at this dirty dozen tax scams.
The identity theft issue is an issue that the Internal Revenue Service takes very seriously, and it can cause a lot of problems for the taxpayer who has this issue. And what the Internal Revenue Service recommends, that if you feel that you have this issue ongoing, that you contact us. We have a special unit that works solely with individuals who have ID theft and tax fraud together, and so that these individuals can identify as well as help you out with other areas, such as other agencies that you may need to get a hold of. And what happens is that an individual has their Social Security number used on another person's return, or perhaps a dependent is claimed on another person's return. And this may be the first time that that individual knows that identity theft is ongoing, because the Internal Revenue Service has contacted them and said, hey, we're seeing a couple returns here, or wait a minute, where's this W-2 that we're seeing on the return, but you actually, you know, hadn't worked there at all?
So that's, of course, a huge red flag when that comes up.
Yes, it is. And they're not simple issues to resolve either. So if this is something that you feel that is occurring to you or may potentially have and happen in the future, please go on to irs.gov, see what information we have there. You may be required to file a particular form as well as call the special unit so that we can start working with you so that you don't have issues on future tax returns.
Phishing is also a big problem, a potential scam.
Phishing has been around for a number of years. It's a situation where the tax scam artist wants personal and financial information from you, the individual. Well, think for a second, folks. The IRS already has that personal information, and as well as financial information, we can obtain that from the bank or the credit union just by asking. So what happens is you generally get an unsolicited email onto your computer, and it's going to say to you, you've got a nominal refund of $50, $60, or they're going to say, we're going to audit you unless you respond to this immediately. Some sort of threat or a lure, a gift in essence, this refund amount. And they're going to say to you, click on this link or open this attachment. And then they'll ask you a series of questions about your personal and financial information. Well, don't click on the link. Don't open that attachment. The Internal Revenue Service doesn't do business this way. We're not going to send you an unsolicited email into your computer asking.
The IRS doesn't go fishing like that.
That's correct. If we do want to contact you, we're going to pick up the phone. We're going to show up on your doorstep with proper ID. Or most often, we're going to send you a letter asking you to provide bits of information on a particular tax issue that we see we're not completely clear on. So if you get this unsolicited email, don't open it up. Send it to phishing@irs.gov. Hopefully, we can catch these tax crooks. We can definitely shut down the site. But we can't always catch them because a good portion of these, greater than 50%, are in Europe or in Asia. So they're not here in the continental United States. And at best, we can shut these down, but even better, we can catch them.
We're talking with Bill Brunson of the IRS, talking about the IRS releasing its Dirty Dozen tax scams for 2012. Want to remind you, this portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Bill, what about this, suppose you get something on your email saying, well, there's free money to be made from the IRS.
What you're looking at is someone in the community, maybe a church or a social club that you belong to, is saying, you know, I've heard about this and I think it's true and correct. And so what they're doing is telling you to go to a particular preparer who is then going to file a fraudulent return. And they're going to charge you a fee for filing that. And then once they get your money in their pocket, they're going to be on down the road. And then the Internal Revenue Service will start to process this return and see that it's fraudulent and stop the processing and send you out a letter. So there's an issue there of filing a frivolous return as well as paying a tax scam artist money that did you no good. So it's a situation where truly, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
With tax preparers, what kind of caution are you urging?
Ethical tax preparers are out there. They will help you with your return. The majority of tax return preparers meet that situation where they're ethical. They go back to the schoolhouse, learn about the continuing tax law changes, and they can apply them to your facts and circumstances on your return, and they can explain them. But you also have bad tax preparers that can hurt you. Case would be where a individual files a return and it is a true and correct return, but they make two returns. And the ones that they show you are the ones that would be of a lesser amount. And so they're going to pocket that difference. So you've got a return preparer that is not ethical with the way that they file the return, so that you have money stolen from you. Now, anything that we're discussing here today, Bill, is available at irs.gov, so folks can go and see what we're saying in more detail so that they don't fall victim to this sort of issue.
If someone has a simple return and they don't need a lot of help, I guess the IRS has a free filing service?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things there that I could speak to. Mm-hmm. One, IRS.gov has what they call free file, where you go to our website and click on this free file icon where all Arizonans can submit their 2011 tax return online for free. The other issue would be is that if you qualify for free tax help within the community, there are numerous locations that offer federal and state tax returns done for the current year within your community, and all you have to do is call the Internal Revenue Service to see what the qualifications are, what it is that you need to bring to go to these free tax help sites, and you know where and when they're open. Basically, it deals with individuals who have income of around $50,000 or less, mm-hmm. or English is a second language, or they're elderly, or they're disabled. So these free tax help sites will provide assistance by trained and tested volunteers to prepare and submit your tax return electronically, both federal and state.
We had a question from a listener who wanted me to ask you about a company that did not supply an employee a W-2 wage and tax statement. What does an individual do in that regard?
Well, by now they should have received these information returns because January 31st was the due date. So the Internal Revenue Service recommends to that individual that they contact and see if they can get issuance, the actual item. If that does not happen within a reasonable amount of time, then you can contact the Internal Revenue Service on our toll-free line, 1-800-829-1040, 1-800-829-1040, and we can work with you in getting to you a substitute W-2 that you fill out and sign a perjury statement and can attach to the return so that you can file on time as needed. Now, if the entity or the individual does provide you with that W-2 or 1099 after you've submitted, then you can amend the return with the item and file it. This is not a common problem, but we do have a solution for it with people that have this issue. But you have to contact the Internal Revenue Service so that we can work with you in this area.
Okay, Bill Brunson, we're going to wrap it up here in about a minute, but we do need to talk about how do folks avoid being audited. That's a huge question. And I gave you a minute to take care of it for us.
The best way, folks—
Probably that's the question that's on everybody's mind.
Well, when you file your return, you want to file an accurate and complete return. And to do that would be electronically submitting it. And you can do that by purchasing software off the internet or from a retail outlet or going to a paid preparer that offers that service or going online to irs.gov and clicking on the free file icon and submitting your return that way or by going to one of these free tax help sites if you qualify. Your electronically filed tax return is almost error-free, and that's going to stop one of those letters from coming to you in the mailbox long after the filing season. So by electronically filing your return, you're going to have an error rate of less than 0.5%, as opposed to a paper return filed has an error rate of about 13 to 15%. You're going to have recognition by the Internal Revenue Service that you submitted the item within 48 hours after you've transmitted it. So you send it off to us 48 hours or less, you get a confirmation from the IRS back saying we've got it and we're working it through, or you know we've got an issue, please resubmit. And if you've got a refund coming, Bill, you can get it directly deposited in about 21 days or less. And if you choose direct deposit, then that check can't get lost or stolen or returned as undeliverable by the post office.
Okay, Bill Brunson, thank you very much from the IRS. Further questions, 1-800, see if I got this right, 829-1040.
That's it.
All right, Bill Brunson, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, coming up on now 18 minutes past 12, the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman. Does Shelley have a big smile on his face that, yeah, that means the market is up today? When that's how I gauge whether the market is going up or down. Shelley's got the smile, and that's coming up next. Stay with us. Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for bio development. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Everyone's piling on big banks nowadays, with good reason. But still, you're skeptical about moving your money. We get it. But let's think about that. If you're worried about convenience, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has local branches and thousands of fee-free ATMs nationwide. If you're worried about service, at Pyramid, you're a member. At big banks, you're a number. There's a difference. And if you're worried about savings, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has better rates and fewer fees than big banks. Like our great low 4.5% APR on new, used, or refinanced vehicle loans with terms up to 60 months. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options. So Pyramid wins on convenience, service, and savings. If you're still skeptical about moving your money, try us out. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Visit PyramidFCU.com to learn how. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencium and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And the man himself, Shelley Fishman, and it's known now as, Shelley, the Buckmaster Smile Index on the Shelley Fishman face to determine, as I look through the glass before you're ready to come on, whether or not the market is up or down. Your smile indicates pretty good movement.
Well, when I got out of the car, and last time I checked, we were up about 40 points, just shy of the 13,000 mark.
And we have not been in that heady territory for a while, have
we? Close to 4 years.
Yeah, it's been a while for that recovery. Yeah. But there are still all sorts of kind of red flags ahead for equities.
You know, Bill, and I always try to be optimistic if I think there's cause for optimism. And as you know, I believe that we're going to have a positive year. What is beginning to concern me is the expectation of positive results in the equities market as a result of good profits last year and, you know, Europe kind of getting its act together and that kind of thing. I think we don't want to get involved in irrational exuberance, if you will, and begin to believe that this market is not going to bounce all around for the balance of the year. For one thing, we have the elections coming up, and we're going to be hearing from one party or another either good news or bad news, depending upon what's politically convenient or expeditious at the time. The other thing is we have a real problem with consumers. We saw it in Walmart's results today of being a little bit below expectation, even though Home Depot was over expectation, because there isn't a lot of money around. And while people are spending it, they're spending it very carefully and only where they think they're getting a good bargain. And the result, the cause of that is people are still deleveraging. They're trying to satisfy debts. They're trying to pay off their mortgages. They're trying to pay off their credit cards. And so it is reducing demand. So pull on products is in the consumer piece of the economy is somewhat mitigated. Mm-hmm. As a result, corporate profits that were very good last year could easily be negatively affected this year. Not that corporations aren't going to make money, but they're not going to make money as they did last year. The opportunities for corporations to invest is probably somewhat reduced because they see demand sliding off a little bit. So what that means to me is we're going to see still some volatility in the equities markets and not the kind of growth and returns that maybe the first 2 months of this year would have indicated.
Shelley, I see a couple of red flags, and you're the expert here, so I'll just throw these out at you. The oil prices and what's going on in Iran.
Well, those are very, closely linked, but let's talk about oil prices first. Oil prices, crude is well over $100 now a barrel, and it's in a season when oil prices typically are reduced somewhat.
But then they
go up
towards
summer
yeah.
Right. They're already, we've seen some prices around the country over $5
yes.
a gallon.
Here in California,
Tucson, yes,
yeah.
And New York.
Yeah.
Here in Tucson, they're still at around 4 or just under 4. But that does weigh on the economy and on people's ability to budget a finite dollar. So that can certainly weigh on their ability to buy other things.
We are talking with Shelley Fishman. It is the Tuesday Moneymaker Report on the Buckmaster Show. And yes, as the name implies, you can make money in this market.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you can even make money in equities. My feeling remains that this is a time of caution. This is a time when the allocation in your portfolio needs to be weighted toward fixed income and toward the things that we know as money comes back into the market, as it's been on the sidelines for a while. We know that a lot of that money is coming into fixed income. It's coming into treasuries. It's coming into municipal bonds. It's coming into commercial bonds, especially high-yield bonds. And that's where I think a good, sizable proportion of your allocation needs to be. The other thing that shouldn't be forgotten is we're seeing a bounce off the bottom, I think, now in precious metals, and we're going to see some growth there as well.
Precious metals should be a portion, a very
small portion yeah.
of a portfolio.
3%, mm-hmm. And it's speculative. You don't cut coupons. You don't get any interest or dividends when you buy gold, either the metal itself or the funds. But you're in it for the growth, and if you think that that's going to grow and it's got some more room on top, then that's something to invest in.
And that can be
done through countercyclical.
Yes, and that can be done through certain funds.
It can be done through funds, or you can even buy the metal through your broker. I don't think it's a good idea to buy the metal through these people who advertise on television, but you can certainly buy it, have it stored for you. I wouldn't take delivery of it at your home. It can be stolen too
easily. Oh, you mean not under the mattress?
Not under the mattress, but people do, Bill. I mean, sometimes you buy a coin or several mm-hmm. different types of coins because you enjoy looking at them because they're pretty. But if you're going to actually invest in the metal, I wouldn't keep it at home.
You know, Shelley, getting back to the oil prices, it just seems that when you get up to that in that $4 to $5 range, people really notice.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that seems to be kind of the watermark.
Well, and it's going to be a political issue this year as well, and it's going to be hammered by those people who think that it shouldn't be there. Fact is the administration or any government really doesn't have much of a say over what the price of oil is. What we have now is the price artificially kept high by those countries that are trying to balance their budgets on the price of oil, that being Russia, Saudi Arabia, and the high oil producers, who are trying to keep their populations calm. And so they're offering the population benefits, and they're paying for those benefits by keeping the price of oil high.
Folks who would like to meet with you, what is the best procedure?
795-7950, or email me by going to my website, www.shelleyfishman.com. Hit the Contact Me button, and I get right back to you.
What is a typical first session with you like?
Well, I had one this morning with
Tell us about
a potential client who he and his wife came into my office, and they have some money they've been managing themselves, mm-hmm. and they'd like another opinion and perhaps to take all or part of that in a more conservative portfolio. And we had a great hour and a quarter, hour and a half session. Don't know if I'm going to get the business or not. It's a job interview. It's a job interview for me with them, and also for me to take a look at that couple and say, is this a couple I want to do business with?
Hope you get the business, Shelley Fishman.
These
thank you very
people.
Much. See you next week.
Bill, see you.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities and insurance products offered through LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA. Pyramid Federal Credit Union is not a registered broker-dealer, nor is it affiliated with LP Financial.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
The White House apologizes for the burning of Muslim holy books and a pile of garbage at a U.S. military base in Afghanistan. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney calls it a deeply unfortunate incident. At least 30 people reported dead today in the Syrian city of Homs as military gunners pound rebel strongholds. The gains on Wall Street today haven't been much, but they have been enough to put the Dow Industrials over the 13,000 mark a couple of times. That's a level the blue chip index hasn't seen in almost 4 years. Right now, the blue chips are at 12,962. The Dow is up about a dozen points. The NASDAQ Composite Index has gone into the red. It's down by about 7, and the S&P 500 Index trading 1 point higher. More details at srnnews.com.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded in 1930 by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn still sets the standard for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. The Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. The Arizona Inn has again been named one of the best 500 hotels on earth by Travel and Leisure magazine, the only hotel in Tucson to receive this top honor. And the Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson at 2200 East Elm and on the web at arizonainn.com.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
It's 12:34 on the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, the voice and the voice network stations. I am Bill Buckmaster, and we love animals here on the Buckmaster Show. That's why once a month we focus on animal care issues. The segment is about specialty animal care presented by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, an award-winning facility open 24/7 and recognized as the best place to bring your sick or injured pet. Located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road and on the web at vscot.com, Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. Joining us on this month's animal care segment, Dr. Peter Gordon. Dr. Gordon, a veterinary neurologist and neurosurgeon at the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. Dr. Gordon, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Bill. Glad to be here.
Dr. Gordon, tell me a little bit about your specialty, a veterinary neurologist and neurosurgeon. We can kind of think about it the way it would be with humans, but what about on the veterinary side?
Quite similar to the human side. A specialist in any field is going to just sort of focus their education and their training in one field to be able to perform certain procedures or certain things that may not be available in your general practice. My field, neurosurgery and neurology, is looking at the nervous system. So anything that's involving the brain, the spinal column, or the neuromuscular system, so muscles and joints and things like that, that's what I'm involved with.
I would imagine that's an incredibly specialized area of veterinary medicine, and there just aren't that many in the state of Arizona.
No, unfortunately, there are not that many, but I'm very proud to be here. I moved down here 8 years ago to sort of see how I'd like it, and I haven't left. So it says a lot for the town of Tucson. I'm very happy in this town, and I'm very happy to be helping out as best I can. So I am the only neurologist in Tucson at this time, but we always have time to get you in. See you.
Tell me a little bit about some of the common symptoms or behaviors that a client would observe in a dog with neurological problems. And I guess we should also include cats. I happen to be a huge cat lover. So is there a difference in the dog and the cat neurological problem?
Well, the types of problems we see do vary a little bit, but the clinical signs are going to be the same. So in that we're dealing with the brain or the spinal column, the most common things we're going to see are changes in personality or behaviors. Things like seizure activity, visual deficits. Now, those can be eye problems, but you can also have brain problems that can mimic that as well. Balance issues, head tilts, falling, difficulties walking. If you move into the spine, you can have paralysis, spinal pain, neck pain, back pain. We do see a lot of dogs with and cats with lower back pain, just like people. And the common causes are things like herniated discs or infections or masses and things like that, absolutely. Cats, same thing, same kind of clinical signs, the difficulties walking, the balance disorders, the personality or behavior changes.
How soon should a client, Dr. Gordon, see the neurologist after some of these symptoms are first observed and start to manifest?
With neurology, unfortunately, time is really of the essence. A lot of neurological problems are best treated the sooner they can be addressed. And the reason for that is that the nervous system doesn't heal like other tissues do. You know, if you cut your skin or break a bone, as long as you stitch it together or cast it or splint it, you know, there's a good chance it'll heal. But once nerves are damaged, oftentimes they don't come back. So if you can catch a neurological problem before you have too much permanent nerve damage, the better the chances. So my advice is whenever there's question, have the pet evaluated. You know, the best case scenario is it'll be looked at and say, oh, okay, this isn't something too severe. And, you know, we've got time. But if it isn't something that you have time for, you know, you don't want to take that chance. So the sooner the better.
We're speaking with Dr. Peter Gordon. He is a neurologist and neurosurgeon at the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. What about MRIs and treatment modalities that are available to treat these neurological problems in animals?
Well, we're getting pretty advanced these days. I'm very proud to be working here at the Specialty Center because we do have, at this time, the only PET MRI in Tucson. and being a neurologist here, I use it pretty much every day. We also have a CT scanner. It's a Toshiba 3D helical scanner, same kind of system you'd find at the human hospital. We also have all kinds of monitoring equipment, same stuff that you would find on humans. So we put a lot of pride and a lot of energy into technology so that I can get and we can get the best care for your pet. So we do have all of that available, and which modality or which testing would be best suited for your pet would be discussed at the time of your appointment, because it is different for every patient.
Well, anyone that's had an MRI, and I've had, I think I had one, and the experience was, it was very noisy and had to wear a headset and everything. I can imagine with an animal, there are certain challenges that would be involved with the MRI. Tell us a little bit about that.
You're right. It is a scary experience, even for a human who knows why you're in there. You can only imagine what a pet might feel, not even knowing why we're putting them in this machine. So we do use a light anesthetic to immobilize the pet and make them unaware of what's happening so that it doesn't bother them. It's a very safe procedure. The MRI is non-invasive, as you yourself have had one. You know, it's just taking pictures of you. So the only difference between ours and what you went through is that the pet would be lightly anesthetized so that there is immobility and no stress.
Dr. Gordon, we had an email from one of the Buckmaster Show listeners who was curious about whether or not animals can develop something like Alzheimer's disease.
Well, Alzheimer's is not recognized in pets as an entity as it is in humans, but there are a lot of different disease processes that can start to affect the pet's memory or behavior, infections and tumors and cysts. So they can have similar type appearances, but they don't have the recognized condition, no. If the pet is showing signs that might be similar to those in a human Alzheimer's patient, that's the type of thing we were talking about earlier. That's something that I'd be more than happy to meet with that pet and that pet owner, talk about those changes and see what options might be available and what we can do to help.
Tell me a little bit about certain dog breeds that perhaps may be predisposed to neurological problems.
Okay, that's a good question. I'll start it by saying that there's no breed that's immune from neurological problems. And that's an important thing to say, because a lot of times folks will say, well, you know, this dog doesn't normally get these types of issues, but if he has it, then, or she has it, then it doesn't matter who normally gets it. So I don't want to exclude any one breed, but a breed that I do see more often would be the smaller, longer back, shorter leg breeds. Those dogs, unfortunately, tend to have a few more back problems than others, things like dachshunds, bassets, or beagles. Shih Tzus, Lhasa Apso's, those sorts of little breeds. We do see them a lot. Great breeds. I love working with them, but they do seem to be a little overrepresented for us.
Do you have some success stories that you can share with us that animals who have come in for treatment that have neurological problems, that a change gives them back a quality of life?
I've been practicing neurology now for 12 years, and I keep a little book at my desk of stories, and I could probably flip to any page because I've got a lot that come to mind right off the top of my head. It's a very hard question to answer for seeing so many because, again, neurology can be a very scary experience. And so a lot of times we're working with some pretty severe conditions. Just to narrow the list, there was one that first came to mind. And not only was it a nice success story, but it just shows how great some of our local people can be. There was a dog that came to me a few years back. The people who brought it in found it on the side of the road. They didn't even know the dog. It was just dragging its back legs. It was paralyzed in the back end, and they brought it to me. We did some testing and determined that it did have a spinal fracture. Not even knowing this dog, the owners agreed to take responsibility for it and allowed me to repair the fracture. And within 2 or 3 days, the dog was starting to walk again, and within a month, the dog was back to completely normal. They ended up adopting the dog and from as far as I know, still have the dog. So it was a great a human kindness story, a great neurological success story, and something I always remember.
Well, that's the kind of story I was hoping you would tell because that's very heartwarming. Dr. Gordon, why did you go into this particular field?
I went into neurology because I like the complexity of it. I like the logic of it. It's something that I just always found interest in, and I guess fortunately for me, I ran into the right people at the right time in my career. I met some very well-known neurologists in Chicago and in Canada, and they just gave me the right encouragement, and as I started to develop it or study it more and more and develop more and more knowledge in the field, I just kept running with it, and now I'm here.
Dr. Gordon, how do folks meet with you?
If they'd like to meet with me, the easiest way is you can either ask your veterinarian about setting up a referral, or you can call directly. The number is 795-9955, and you just ask for my liaison. If you don't remember that, just say that you're calling for the neurology department, and they'll put you in touch with my scheduling person. Her name is Deb, great lady, and she will get you in as soon as we possibly can, and I'll sit down and spend as much time as we need to go over the problem.
Dr. Peter Gordon, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, you're very welcome, and I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you very much. Dr. Peter Gordon at the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, an award-winning facility, open 24/7, and they are recognized as the best place in Tucson to bring your sick or injured pet, located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, and on the web at vscot.com. Remember, Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Cañada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives. Expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world, for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
It's 12:49 on the Buckmaster Show, and every other Tuesday it's the bi-monthly Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, which is presented by our friends at Moe's Gallery in Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery in Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. And every other Tuesday, we welcome the Tucson Weekly Arts editor, Margaret Regan, who is the Buckmaster Show contributor as well on the arts. Margaret, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing real well, getting ready for St. Patrick's Day, kind of counting down the days. Being half Irish, and as you well know, St. Patrick's Day is a big day in the old Pueblo. After all, it was an Irishman, Hugo O'Connor, who helped the Spanish lay out the groundwork for the Presidio. So
yeah,
it's a big deal.
That's right.
You write about some St. Patrick's Day activities on the arts scene that are getting kind of an early start.
Yeah, I do this every year. I pull together a lot of events, and I call it Hibernian happenings, because every year different art forms are coming around to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in what I call Irish season. Now, we did have the other night, the Chieftains were at Centennial Hall, come and gone, but coming this Friday, Saturday night, is Guicha, a young Irish band playing in Tucson for the first time, and I had such a fun interview on the telephone with them in Maine. Honestly, I could hardly understand the lead guy with his brogue. They're very young. They're just out of college in Limerick, Ireland. They went through this training program in traditional music. And they've been hitting all the festivals and making a big splash. So I'm looking forward to hearing them on Saturday night.
And that's spelled G-O-I-T-S-E. Is that Gaelic for
yes, uh-huh.
something?
Yes, it's a Gaelic slang for come on in.
Oh, okay. And they're going to be Saturday night at the Berger Performing Arts Center on Speedway.
Uh-huh, right.
I like that little venue.
It's a very nice place, you know, unlike, you know, I'm not very tall. I know you are, so you probably don't have this problem, but I have a lot of trouble when I go to events of seeing over the head of the person in front of me, and I never have that problem at Berger because it's a beautifully steep-stepped theater. So.
And you mentioned the Chieftains. How did that concert go? I wish I could have gone. Did you talk to anyone that went?
I did not. No, I saw them 2 years ago, though, when they did their son Patricio's album, which was fun because that was had a real Southwest fling to it. But I didn't see them this time.
Irish play is coming.
Our friends at the Rogue Theater, who always are trying to do interesting and challenging things, they're presenting a play called The New Electric Ballroom. The playwright is a guy named Enda Walsh, early 40s. He's had, you know, kind of an astonishing success in Ireland as well as in Hollywood. He does screenplays. But he comes from that old tradition of sort of rich and bloody language in Irish dramas. And this play is a couple years old, got great reviews when it was in New York a couple of years ago. It's about some elderly sisters living in a little fishing village in Ireland. And every day they go over the ritual of how when they were young, they almost had a shot of love at the dance hall, the new electric ballroom in their town. And the whole thing was a failure, but they fixate on this one event in their lives and kind of reenact it every day. So it sounds quite interesting.
That's at the Rogue?
Yep.
And that is located downtown?
The Rogue Theater is in the historic YWCA
at
University and Fifth. You know, that's a wonderful old building that has been converted into two theaters, and Rogue has their own theater on the University Avenue side.
Okay, we're talking with Margaret Regan. It's our bi-monthly arts report, presented by Mohs Gallery and Fine Framing, mohsgallery.com, for more information. So you write about the Hiberian happenings in the weekly that will be appearing on Thursday or online by Wednesday night. You're also writing about at the Museum of Contemporary Art. There's an exhibition that you covered.
Yeah, I have a review that will appear on Thursday. Very unusual show. The artist's name is Camp Bosworth, which is a little hard to get your mind around. His first name is Camp. And the show is called Plata o Plomo, which is Spanish for silver or lead. And it's about narcotraficantes. This guy's from Texas. As we all know, the border on the south of Texas is one of the most violent places in Mexico. You know, Ciudad Juarez has had so many murders associated with the narcotraficantes and the cartels. So what this artist has done, he's made these gigantic sculptures out of wooden paint of guns and bullets and stashes of $100 bills. And he's got a giant, what you'd call a bling necklace, a gigantic golden necklace hanging from the ceiling. And the charm at the end of the necklace is a big golden dollar sign.
Narco art.
Narco art. Good. I should have thought of that for my story. Yeah. I didn't use that configuration. But it's interesting. It's kind of funny in some ways and kind of, you know, disturbing in other ways. But one of the artist's goals is to sort of make this stuff large so you look at it and think about it and think about the power that these people have. You know, there's something like, you know, they believe there's something like 50,000 deaths in Mexico over the last half decade, which is, you know, certainly a terrible tragedy.
Yeah, it really is. And I think we have Keith Rosenblum coming on the show tomorrow talking about Keith is our Buckmaster Show contributor on Mexico. And believe it or not, Margaret, despite the narco terrorism, Mexico had its best year ever for tourism throughout the country. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Also in art, coming soon, an interesting show inspired by Hawaii.
Right, yeah. Now, this is a show over at Pima Community College West where they have that very nice Luis Bernal Gallery. It's three women, two of them from Tucson and one from Hawaii. The painter Nancy Tokar Miller, who lives here in town, she's really one of Tucson's best painters. She's kind of an abstractionist, but not entirely. She's always inspired by the landscape. And she went to Hawaii not too long ago, and she had the opportunity to fly around in helicopters above the landscape. And she tells me that these paintings are inspired by that aerial view. And another Tucson artist in the show who actually teaches at Pima College, Claire Campbell Park, who does beautiful, beautiful tapestries. And she also has been in Hawaii recently, and her new abstract weavings are inspired by the flora and fauna of Hawaii. And they partnered with an artist from Hawaii, another fiber artist named Mary Babcock. So that show's only up for about another 2 weeks. So I'm hoping to get out there to see that one, too.
I want to put a plug in for our friend Jean-Paul Bierny with the Tucson Winter Chamber Music Festival. That is coming up. Is it next week?
I believe it's March.
Coming up in early March.
The whole week. It's Sunday to Sunday, which would make it the 4th to the 11th, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and as always, that is an amazing gathering of some of the world's finest chamber music artists. And there are opportunities to watch rehearsals for free. There are many opportunities for concerts. They have concerts almost every night. They have situations, master classes for students, and school children are brought in. It's just a wonderful festival for our city.
And we have really brought in some wonderful young performers who are on the way up and some folks at the top of their game in the chamber music area. So it's a huge deal for the city of Tucson, and I'm really glad that they continue to be successful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Margaret, we will look forward to your piece about Hiberian happenings and also the exhibition at MoCA. We didn't really say where MoCA is located, but it is downtown Tucson.
It's in the Old Firehouse.
Old Firehouse.
Which makes it a very interesting art gallery to visit.
Okay. Margaret, thank you so much. We'll see you in 2 weeks,
yeah,
hopefully,
here
in studio. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
The bi-monthly art report on the Buckmaster Show with Margaret Regan is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family owned and run since 1985. Moe Gall and his family specialize in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, they are located in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and also check out their website, moesgallery.com. Coming up now on 59 past the hour, a minute to go here on the Buckmaster Show. Still time to tell you that the Buckmaster Show is brought to you in part by Flowers, Rieger & Associates, certified public accountants located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com. We like Michael C. Flowers. He is our CPA, and everybody's looking for a CPA this time of year, it seems like, with the tax season. He is the gentleman that we recommend. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show, the Tuesday edition. We will be back tomorrow on Wednesday at 12:04 until 1 o'clock on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas and 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.